Four Steps to Overcoming the Retail Crime Epidemic, 27th of July 2024, by Elementary Content Team. Recent statistics on retail theft and related crime demonstrate the shocking extent of the problem. According to the British Retail Consortium's Crime Survey 2024 report, the cost of theft doubled to £1.8 billion during 2022-23, with over 45,000 incidents a day. The toll on retail workers is huge. There's been a 50% rise in levels of retail violence and abuse. Enough is enough, says Mitie's Director of Crime and Intelligence, Retail and Shopping Centres, John Unsworth. For the third instalment in the Mitie Perspectives series, John shares his opinion on how to stem the rise in retail crime. The headlines pull no punches. In recent weeks, coverage of UK retail crime has included store bosses call for legal action to tackle shop crime crisis. Theft and violence in UK's small shops soars to record levels. Shoplifting explosion as convenience store theft soars. I've been considering what needs to be done to bring the surge in shop theft under control. There is no silver bullet for the crime on our streets, but I believe the following four steps would improve a desperate situation. And as you'll see, the wording of one of the headlines is part of the problem. Number one, stop referring to shoplifting. It's crime. Ask someone to explain what is meant by retail crime, and in most cases, they'll use the term shoplifting. This terminology plays down what is essentially a theft, fraud, or robbery. Just because the crime has occurred in a retail environment doesn't mean it's any less serious than one that takes place on the street, in a home, or elsewhere. Likewise, the perpetrator shouldn't be referred to as a shoplifter. They are criminals, plain and simple. When it comes to tackling retail crime, I believe it's important to call a spade a spade. The British Retail Consortium's most recent crime report shows retail workers are facing 1,300 violent or abusive incidents a day. So there is nothing minor about retail crime. It has a massive human and financial cost. And we can't overlook the physical and mental impact retail crime has on shop workers. While every criminal has their own motivations, it's worth noting that many operate as part of organised criminal groups. When crime is coordinated on a large scale, the people at the top of the tree can make millions of pounds. Again, this is not insignificant. It's premeditated crime and must be treated as such. 2. Recognize the important role retail plays within the community. I'm always amazed by the tendency to view the retail environment as somehow exempt from the usual courtesies and norms that apply in other spaces. Every member of the public is invited into shops and supermarkets. The expectation of decency and respect shouldn't be abandoned when someone walks in off the street. Sadly, the statistics for theft, violence, and abuse suggest a growing number of people see retail as an opportunity rather than an important component of the community. Since beginning a youth training scheme with Greater Manchester Police in 1995, I've worked in and led intelligence units operating locally, regionally, and nationally before joining Mitie in 2020. I know from experience that a community-based approach is most effective in fighting retail crime. At Mitie, this means sharing intelligence on offenders and offending between partners like Sainsbury's, M&S, and Co-op, with whom we have a data-sharing agreement. If we're part of a Business Crime Reduction Partnership, BCRP, we share with other organisations locally, trade bodies, and the police. This beyond-the-threshold approach means crime isn't simply displaced from one location to the next. We're creating a partnership that tackles crime against these businesses. We make sure there's a cohesive strategy to protect shops, places, and the public. Work in partnership to fight crime. Offenders often target multiple retailers and are responsible for crime in sectors beyond retail. An effective response requires a range of organizations and services working hand in hand to identify those responsible, understand their impact right across society, and to implement an appropriate plan. Public-private sector partnerships are essential for reversing the growing crime trend and to manage offenders effectively. There are two main offender motivations: funding an addiction and funding a lifestyle. In order to positively intervene and prevent future offending, it's essential to understand this motivation. Offenders with addiction problems will usually steal for the entire duration of their addictions, which means support to break their behaviors, is essential. Meanwhile, criminals motivated by lifestyle and status must be stripped of assets obtained through crime, so they cannot benefit. Neither approach can be achieved by working in isolation, and nor is it the sole responsibility of any single organization. There is no one-size-fits-all method. Effective solutions are multifaceted and require open and honest dialogue between all parties, with clear accountability around who is responsible for what. Preventing crime is a team effort, and we need to recognize the challenges we all face, plus the opportunities that a clearly defined partnership provides. 4. Use technology, data, and intelligence to fight retail crime. In my role at Mighty, I work with our retail partners building an intelligence community that enables us to communicate about common threats and security issues. We can do so thanks to technology, data, and intelligence. These are essential for winning the fight against retail crime. As an example scenario of our processes in action, let's say a suspected offender enters a store. Mighty's security officer will input relevant information into the internal system, which relays this to our Security Operations Center, SOC. If there is proof of a previous offense, a package containing names, photographs, and other details can be created to alert police to an active criminal in the area. Organizations that are part of a crime reduction network can then take preventative steps to make sure no crime is committed. Mighty's SOC-C remotely monitors 3,000 locations, and we have expert crime intelligence teams assessing and analyzing national data. We have the ability to produce quality evidence that the police uses to build a case, hopefully leading to a successful prosecution. To conclude, retail crime is a massive problem that won't go away unless we all play our part in tackling it. Taking a zero-tolerance approach might be seen as petty, but a £1 billion problem and thousands of traumatized retail workers is not a situation to be taken lightly. We know how to solve this problem. We need the resolve to do so. Discover security services from Mighty. Do you agree with John? Let us know by emailing info@mitty.com.